6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And at the Power Mall, by the way, we've upgraded our summer sale where you can get 15% off site-wide, excluding dropship products, with extra savings on closeout items, no code necessary, because we've applied all the discounts at checkout. Made it so easy to buy from the Power Mall, and you can connect to us through the PowerHour.com website as well as going to thepowermall.com directly, and that's how we stay on the air, which is one of the reasons why we're excited that we've upgraded that summer sale, and we want you to know about it. 15% off site-wide. This is the time to get your goodies, and there's hundreds of them there. The beauty about the guests we have on our show is that we get to talk about what we have on the Power Mall. Stephen Harkins will be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about North American Urban Spice, and there is a huge plethora of products at the Power Mall. Just the alliteration of peas alone gets me excited, but I don't know about you, but it's an educational process here. That's what we do, offer solutions. Top of the hour, next hour, Diego Rodriguez is going to be with us. He is the grandfather of baby Cyrus. Don't know if you know about that. He basically is claiming that CPS medically kidnapped his grandchild. And so that's what we're going to be talking about at the top of next hour. This happened in Idaho, for those of you not keeping tabs on what's going on. Working more into the news cycle here, the World Health Organization announced yesterday, I don't know what is going on in their brains. We're talking about Tedros Ghebreyesus here. He's the director, director general that thinks he is, God to the world, announced that he's going to, the WHO is going to rename monkeypox. Apparently, there's stigma and racism associated with the word monkeypox. And so they're going to rename it. I thought you might like to hear some funny stuff. You got to love this. As in any other disease, this is the Foreign Press Association was asking Western media outlets to avoid using images of Africans when showing monkeypox, because that's where most of the cases have generated from. So apparently the Africans feel that this is racist and they're stigmatizing people. I can't help it that these people went out and had sex and orgies with, same-sex people. When you're going to behave like that, the plague will come upon you. I think most of us probably can agree with that. 844-769-2944, the number to call if you want to chime in on anything we're talking about this morning. A report published by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute said China is pursuing substantial expansion of its nuclear arsenal, including the development of a new delivery system and construction of hundreds of additional missile silos. Why would you need all that if one EMP could take out America? I guess, deterrence is strength. Is that what it is? So Times of India is also reporting the day after the Chinese defense minister boasted of impressive progress. So it's getting around. The media is picking it up. Now, whether or not that's propaganda, whether it's to be believed, it's not proven yet. You're not in China. I'm not in China. We don't know. Meanwhile, Ukrainian farmers are reportedly preparing for hell harvest season. Yeah, it's not like, rush week or hell week in college. It's hell harvest. Physical and financial dangers predicting to prevent them from reaping, transporting, and selling their crops. For obvious reasons, when you're in the middle of a war, makes it pretty damn difficult, doesn't it? A broadcaster reports many of the grain traders are reluctant to buy crops from farmers, being unable to guarantee the produce won't end up obliterated by an artillery shell or even stolen, while equipment operators and suppliers are afraid of deploying their combine harvesters for fear of having them destroyed by mines or munitions. Well, I guess you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, as the saying goes. It's kind of sad, and if the world is going to depend on that and not depend on their own sustenance, then I guess this is what we get. In the meantime, documents released by the UK Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, following a Freedom of Information request by Beyond GM, highlight the extent to which this organization is ignoring and seeking to misrepresent citizens and civil society organizations in the push to deregulate genetic engineering technologies. Seriously, this is what they're doing. More than half of the responses received from its official analysis on the basis they were linked to campaign organizations having to do with GMO stuff, they're really trying to cover it all up. They don't want you to know that there's stuff going on as far as depopulation, deregulation, all that good stuff. The Pentagon, meanwhile, also is admitting they've been funding 46 biolabs in the Ukraine for defense purposes, of course. And this has been going on over the last 20 years using our tax dollars. And they claim it's part of a peaceful public health project rather than to develop weapons. Of course they are. U.S. military accused Russia and China of spreading disinformation and sowing mistrust about its efforts to rid the world of weapons of mass destruction. Are we back to that again? See, here's the thing. When they went after Saddam, and I hate to bring up history, but this did happen after 9/11. All of a sudden, we have to have a target, a weapons of mass destruction. That target happened to be Saddam Hussein. Don't need to remind you of that. You already know. Other evidence that's coming out of all of this attempts to suggest they're trying to weaponize drones to disperse pathogens and attempts to destroy compromising materials after Russia sent troops into Ukraine in February. So there's a lot of tit for tat and bandying about of information here that we don't know is factual or not. I do know that weapons of mass destruction, we were told, existed in Iraq. Come to find out, the whole thing was made up. It was a story to get us in a war so that all of the folks, I remember that, I was in Tennessee at the time in the entertainment business there, and everybody was joining the military so they could go over and kick some Iraqi ass. That's what it was all about. Yeehaw! They all had their cowboy hats on, and boy, they were going to go over there, and they were going to do this. Get her done. Yeah, they were going to do this. You see how they got everybody all pumped up? And then they had Lee Greenwood come out, of course, with a little country music. They always have to have that. God bless the USA. Said everybody would rally around the Bushites and go out and look for weapons of mass destruction. And as we found out later, we were all lied to. And, of course, our boys in camo came back with missing arms and legs. And then we got into Afghanistan and they still came home with missing arms and legs or in body bags. And anybody that tried to expose it got ostracized, and I'm being mild with that comment. So these days, when you hear stories about what's going on overseas, if you're not there and you can't verify it, then you have to regard some of this as marginalized propaganda. Now, if you disagree with me, the number is 844-769-2944. I'll let you make your case on the air. Meanwhile, a Tennessee Sheriff's Department has warned the public, if you happen to find a folded dollar bill on the ground, don't pick it up. You remember that? People go around the parking lot and they see pennies and quarters and nickels and dimes, and they have a tendency to pick it up, right? Penny saved is a penny earned, or see a penny, pick it up, all the day you'll have good luck. See, all that stuff got programmed into your brain, right? So naturally, when you see something, I remember in used car parking lots, they used to super glue quarters to the parking lot so people would sit there and try to pick them up only to find out they were glued. It was a joke. Well, this isn't a joke. Folded dollar bills on the ground may contain fatal amounts of fentanyl. Giles County Sheriff's Department issued a public safety notice after two instances where a folded dollar bill containing the deadly opioid was found and picked up. The person discovered a white powdery substance inside. It was tested positive for methamphetamine and fentanyl. And, of course, the warning featured a photo of a penny next to a tiny amount of white powder laced with fentanyl that's more than enough to kill anybody it comes in contact with. So they took it to Facebook. Please share this and educate your children not to pick up any folded money they may find. Otherwise, they may drop dead because this stuff will leach into their skin. Less likely to occur in skin contact, but if you happen to inhale the airborne powder, you happen to sniff it or breathe it, wondering what it is, because, you know, the temptation is there. You should wash your hands with soap and water if you come in contact with the stuff. The idea is not to pick it up. You could call the authorities if you happen to find something, but don't plan on them being there with the price of gas the way it is in short order. California Democrats are appearing to be using the January 6th hearings in D.C. as a catalyst to push state-based legislation aimed at targeting the tax-exempt status of patriot groups in the state. In other words, if you're doing anything to try to get the truth out, then you are considered a patriot group worthy of attack under Senate Bill 834, which would authorize the state attorney general to review nonprofit groups and refer cases to the California Franchise Tax Board to negate their tax-exempt status, supposedly to protect against insurrection, even though there's no proof of it or proof that these pro-liberty mindset types groups even intended to do this. We're trying to stop tyranny, folks. That's what this is all about. And this is how the Democrats want to retaliate. I wonder how long it'll take before these Democrats find themselves the target of all of this. I don't see BLM or anybody else being targeted on this stuff. Do you, or Antifa? No. Defendant Dallas filmmaker, there's a story about this guy, Luke Coffey. He went to Washington on January 6th and felt a higher calling. God told him to go up to the front and pray. Luke Coffey was warned, so he says, by God that a storm was coming when the 41-year-old filmmaker was approached by three breathless men. One of them said, "There are people dying inside the Capitol. We need patriots." Coffey distinctly recalls his first reaction was bullshit, but it was the actual expletive. He didn't believe it. A friend who's pretty connected told Coffey to watch out for false flag operations after President Trump finished speaking Stop the Steal, that rally at the Ellipse in D.C. They're all trying to pin the tail on the donkey, but Adam Schiff, I think, is pinning it on his own behind. Somebody needs to kick it for me by voting him out of office. That's the best way. If you want to kick him in the can, don't let him kick the can down the road. So there's a story about Luke Coffey on our email blast that we're going to be sending you. What? What do you mean you haven't subscribed yet? Go to thepowerhour.com and you'll find the link to sign up for our email blast newsletter we send out. It has all the stories I'm talking about today. You can read for yourself and judge for yourself whether I'm right on or not. Make that decision for yourself whether you want to further your exploits in preserving liberty in America for the sake of security, or you want to let them take over and tell you what to do. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, saith George Saldana. This is something that we talked about with Bradley Dean. These red flag gun laws. You got to understand something, folks. Every time something happens, we get punished. We the people get punished for something stupid people do. Now, if stupid people are dumb enough to play video games and get themselves all cranked up on Tide Pods, and then all of a sudden show up at a gun store with $5,000 in cash and nobody's asking any questions, and then all of a sudden now we have to have red flag gun laws, which allow police to remove guns from people suspected of being threats, either to themselves or others. You know, what does this do, in effect? It adds to the government's power to come and take your weapon. Huh, wow. And we let him get away with it? 13 states now have red flag laws on their books. That number is growing. That means that any family member, roommate, your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, law enforcement officer, any type of medical professional, can file a petition asking a person's home be temporarily cleared of firearms. That means they can come in. Doesn't require a mental health diagnosis or an arrest warrant. They just come in and clean out your house of guns. Yeah, gun confiscation law. Good luck going to court. You are guilty until proven innocent because somebody said so. Yeah, the nuttiness of it all. You want to hear something else nutty? You're going to love this. a naked woman. I know I got your attention with that one, right? Yeah, anytime we talk about naked women, you know, oh, what did he say? What did Dave just say? Guess what she did? She attacked a Chicago police officer before stealing his patrol vehicle. Totally naked. Can you imagine that? How embarrassing that would be for Chicago police superintendent to say that at a press conference, but that's exactly what happened. The incident unfolded after officers were dispatched near the 4300 block of Jackson Boulevard shortly before 10 o'clock in the morning for a report of shots fired. So they get to the scene. What do they discover? A naked woman who they have yet to identify publicly lying in the road. They went to render aid to her while attempting to figure out why she was laying naked in the street. She then charged the officer, got up, charged the officer, who has not been identified. That'd be embarrassing in of itself. Assaulted him before taking his vehicle. Jumps in his cop car and takes off. Stark naked. Now, there's some news worth reporting, right? Said the statement, the police said the officer was eventually dragged from the vehicle. So apparently he was trying to stop her from taking off, but was unsuccessful. The cop sustained an injury to his leg and a laceration to his head. Was treated at Stroger Hospital, according to WMAQ in Chicago. He's since been released, according to the Sun-Times and Chicago PD. He's not revealed further information regarding his condition. The woman apparently was 34 years of age, drove onto Interstate 290 and later crashed her vehicle near West Harrison Street and South Damon Avenue, per the Sun-Times, and got away. Naked. Oh, you gotta love this stuff. Yeah, there's some other things worthy of, you know, from our cancel culture category. Oh, there's some funny. We have something posted for you. Dr. Seuss-inspired mug has drawn backlash from liberals. They're at it again. Of course, it seems like canceling Dr. Seuss wasn't enough. But now we have, I would love to have this coffee mug. I really would. It has a picture of the Cat in the Hat. It says, "Let's go, Brandon." And underneath it, it has some Dr. Seuss vernacular. This has really got the liberals all pissed off, and I mean, they are really pissed. It says, "I do not like your mental haze. I do not like your leftist ways. I do not like your son on blow. I do not like you, Sleepy Joe." Oh, and now they're all advocating to try to get all these websites taken down off the internet. See, cancel culture, if they don't like what you say, well, you know, that's too bad. We'll just delete you. Oh, you gotta love that. You have some more Dr. Seuss you want to add? One state, two state, red state, blue state? Well, I'll tell you what, voters in several states nationwide have headed the polls in the primaries, a special general congressional election in Texas yesterday, further testing kingmaker Donald Trump's endorsement strength. Well, the red wave. November primaries in South Carolina, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota all took center stage last night. As in Texas, in South Carolina, two hotly contested congressional primaries have Trump supporters or Trump-endorsed candidates facing off against incumbent Republicans. The Trump endorsement of Katie Arrington did not work well against Nancy Mace. She was the incumbent. She won. Trump-backed endorsement of conservative Russell Fry in defeating incumbent Tom Rice. You remember him, the Republican, the rhino from South Carolina? You remember Rice, don't you? He's the one that sided with Democrats in voting to impeach Trump. Well, he's not going to be able to run again. He's been ousted. And, of course, in Texas, things worked very well for the candidate down there in the primary there. Representative Jim Banks of Indiana is pressing Joe Biden's DOJ for answers after the agency dropped arson charges against a left-wing rioter. According to Breitbart, law enforcement officials arrested and charged then 19-year-old Victor Sanchez Santa in federal court with arson charges in June of 2020 after he allegedly ignited a fire that burned an NYPD vehicle during the aftermath of the George Floyd riots. And then all of a sudden, they drop the charges. Yet all, we have all these January 6th people in there. Huh. The guy actually burned a police car. They let him off. Meanwhile, another man in Kansas City, or not Kansas City, but New York City, has been accused of murdering his nephew with a machete. And he very boldly claimed, I chopped him up. Filet of fish, anyone? Now, this is a guy in Queens who allegedly killed his nephew with a machete, reportedly admitted cutting him to pieces, according to the Post. Prosecutors revealed the information this week. 50-year-old Mahedo Sunandan spoke with law enforcement after the death of 29-year-old Naraz Roberts at their residence. The younger man had always wanted to kill him, Sunandan reportedly claimed, adding, I chopped him up. I heard Naraz say he would kill me if he caught me outside, explaining he grabbed his machete, then forced open the man's door. He poked me with something, and I chopped him three times, Sunandan allegedly claimed. I paused between the second and third chop and said, you want to kill me? I will kill you. Then continued to chop him. Police photos showed them loading a body bag into a black van and the suspect wearing a blue surgical mask. Suspect's being held without bail. No criminal history. It was the first time he'd ever been arrested. So what is it he has at his house? A chop shop? Yes, I'm making light of something here. Does that sound a little twisted? Well, you know what's twisted? The damn New York police being defunded by city officials. I point the finger at them. You know, they're not controlling what's happening. But see, the thing is, somebody had to put it in the guy's head to kill his nephew in the first place. What is it? It wasn't Grand Theft Auto, I'll guarantee you that. Yeah, we'll be back after the bottom of the hour break. We're going to be talking with Stephen Harkins from North American Urban Spice. Thanks for joining us this segment here on the Power Hour. We will be back after this short break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thank you.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, and a little bit of research coming at you before we bring on our next guest here, because it's very relevant to what's going on, and you need to understand research from healthcare advertising technology company Deep Intent revealed that 27% of people spoke to their doctor about a medical treatment after they learned about it from an ad. Earlier data found pharmaceutical ads can empower patients to take a more active role in researching treatments, and advertising influences patients' decisions to follow through in taking drugs prescribed by their doctors. You see, that's what we call self-medicating, self-diagnosing. And it's more relevant. It's driving real results. People are watching all this stuff on TV rather than paying attention to maybe that drug is not right for you. You notice they talk at 90 miles an hour when it comes to all of the contraindications that might happen. That's one of the reasons why we go out of our way to educate you here on the Power Hour. And we bring on our show sponsors because they've got the most knowledge. They have been in this thing from the beginning, and I'm talking about from the beginning of the time that Power Hour started, and they were one of the suppliers of the products that we have here. And they, you want to call them holistic in nature, that's fine. You go ahead and do it. But North American Herb and Spice has been with us a long time. We got Stephen Harkins on the phone with us. And one of the show notes that I've got here is talking about an uptick in positive COVID cases all over Chicago. And beyond over the last 10 days seems to be continuing. We were talking about that before we went on the air. Stephen, welcome back to the Power Hour. What say you about this COVID stuff going around?
Well, it seems like the fight is still on. I know it's June, and we kind of maybe thought we were out of the woods, but it seems like, at least in my neck of the woods, there's an uptick in illnesses going on, even in my personal circles and things like that. So we have to be extra vigilant, and it's just something that we want to get the word out, not to raise panic, not to raise fear, not to be like, you know, like the mainstream television networks, but just to put some tools in your hands, some things you can do proactively to keep yourself safe out there.
Well, you know, I don't want to interject anything into this conversation, into the narrative, but wouldn't it make more sense, as we have been advocating from day one, that rather than get sick with COVID, if you want to either A, lessen the symptoms, or B, just kick it in the teeth so that it doesn't affect you, wouldn't taking care of your health and your immune system be a smarter move in advance of getting this rather than waiting to get sick and then go crying out for help?
That's right. What is it? If you fail to prepare, then you prepare to fail. But if you do prepare, then you're going to succeed. And that's what we've seen all around. So those who take care of their immune system, they're going to weather this thing out. And that's what we've seen for the past 2 years, and that's what we're going to see going forward.
But it's not all the cases are COVID-positive cases, are there? You got flus and other junk going on, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, it might have been underreported, but we have bird flu going on, some high cases of that. So watch out for your poultry meats and your eggs. Make sure you're getting the best quality you can get. You know, watch out for the big name, cheap brands and things like that. It might do you better, serve you, your family better, to spend a few extra dollars on the those things, on the birds and things. So also you've got food poisoning going on, because everybody gets the ingredients from the same places. And we've seen people just go down with summer flus. I mean, the flu is still real. You know, we know that's still in play. And we just have people maybe just not taking care of themselves. And we've got to be vigilant, keep our immune systems going, make sure we're eating our salad, make sure we're getting our spice oils, you know, some of these extra vitamins that we need. If we keep those levels up, the body wants to run. It wants to heal. It wants to be well. It just needs a little help. And that's, you know, that's what part of what we do.
So the products that I have in my show notes that we really need to stress here as far as building up your immune system and giving you some energy, Chaga Max is one of those. This is the wild chaga mushroom plus wild mountain-grown oregano. Now, I know you can go into detail on this, and I'm going to let you do it because we need to educate our crowd as to why I'm going through these specific products on this show topic today. So, Chaga Max, give us the lowdown on that.
Well, chaga is a mushroom that maybe not everybody has heard of before, but it just recently cracked the top 40 in some of the reports that we look out for, you know, in grocery stores all around the country of what's hot, what's popular. So there's a reason for that. Real chaga comes off of the tree, the birch bark tree, grows in very, very cold climates, like up there in the north in Canada and even Siberia. And it takes up to 20 years to grow. It's a type of fungus. It's not really a mushroom. It's kind of a mushroom. But the bottom line is it's full of protective antioxidants for the entire body. And it has an incredible immune protection effect as well, or immune modulating and supporting effect. So even if you have some immune, funky, immune, autoimmune problems, chaga is really ideal. And because there is so much research out there on chaga and the many ways that it protects the immune system, we decided to put it with oregano, kind of crank it up a little bit, and get that double immune support going on. And that's Chaga Max. That's a capsule, and you can just take that. So the oregano is going to come in. It's going to help support your lung health. It's going to help with, like, mucus buildup and congestion. The chaga is going to go in and strengthen the support the white blood cell count. So, and then the different kind of your different cells that the immune system creates on its own to support you from pathogens. And so that is how we decided to put chaga and oregano together. It's a convenient capsule, and you just take two capsules every day, you know, just to not get sick in the first place. If you do get sick, you're going to double up. And that's what Chaga Max is all about. Plus, chaga has some of the most powerful antioxidants of all. It's called SOD. SOD is known as an anti-aging antioxidant and really good for the skin. Chaga is the highest source of melanin, which supports the healthy pigmentation of our skin, protects us from things like sun damage, and then also energy. Chaga is amazing for supporting our adrenal function. It's known as an adaptogen. It means it helps us adapt to the stress in our environment, and I know we've got a lot of that. So it's just really, it's got all the tools, and that's the Chaga Max. We do, it's one of our top 12 products.
Well, and I'm glad that we're talking about that today, because that seems to be the big problem, is people are still in this panic mode. I still, on occasion, see people wearing masks, and there's been some studies out, especially kids, that it's really tearing up their immune system. What is Chaga Max and some of the stuff that we carry in the Power Mall here? Can kids take this stuff?
Yeah, you know, with the Chaga Max being a capsule, it's just as soon as your child can swallow a capsule, and you can even put it in their smoothie, so then you can go younger. In that case, you know, yeah, absolutely, Chaga Max is one of those things that's pretty versatile, pretty well tolerated among all age groups. You may have to, maybe the difference between breaking open a capsule and being able to swallow it. But I would say, you know, starting at age 4 and 5, you can go as young as that.
That's cool. The juice of oregano. Now, this is the only steam-extracted oregano water extract on the market in the USA, which supplies powerful natural oxygen and water-soluble oregano for immunity, digestion, as well as lung support and brain function. We've talked a little bit about other show about brain fog and stuff like that. Somebody suggested chewing nicotine gum, and I'm like, nicotine's a poison. I don't know. Maybe I'll stick with the oregano. What do you say to all that?
Well, I say just choose the best thing in whatever you do, and there's plenty of options out there. There's no shortage of options, but we want efficiency. And, you know, the wonderful thing about this is it's a hydrosol, which a lot of people may not be familiar with that concept, but that's a water extract made from a steam distillation process. So we take the wild oregano leaves right off the mountains, and then we use mountain aquifers that have water to create some heat, and then that draws out all the beneficial compounds of the oregano. And not just that, but it's a water-soluble form, which means it's quickly absorbed in the body. And you also create a lot of oxygen in that process, and it's trapped there in the bottle as we bottle it. So you can, it's like an oxygen shot. And we know that, for example, things like cancer cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment. And we don't think about this at all, but yeah, the combination of the compounds of oregano with oxygen is wonderful for our lungs, help us to breathe better, take the burden off the respiratory tract, helping with our brain, of course, you know, cutting through that brain fog, delivering oxygen to the brain so we can think better, more clearly, and then protecting our immune system and even helping our gut. A lot of times when people call us with digestive issues of all kinds, indigestion and the sort, we always give them the juice of oregano as one of the top products. And you basically just take a shot glass of this. So it's pretend it's a shot of alcohol, and it you know, and I always use that because I'm like, hey, if you can take a shot of alcohol, you can take a shot of this. It's good for you. It's going to detox you. It's going to support your blood, the health of your blood, really the health of all your cells. And so that's the juice of oregano. You know, instead of a shot of espresso in the morning, try this. It'll wake you up.
Oh, I'm sure it will. The oregano SS capsules in the oil. Now, we're getting into the real meat of it here, the wild P73 oregano. Does this stuff actually flow in your bloodstream? I mean, you're taking 5 drops a day for super strength support of this stuff. And how does the body process that?
So the oregano oil, on the other hand, is fat-soluble, and it's also concentrated, far more concentrated than just the juice. It's 100 times more concentrated than just the oregano herb itself. And then we have to use an olive oil carrier to help carry that across the bloodstream, across the fatty tissues of the body, and really do its job. So the oregano oil is what you want to use to support your immune system, period. It's the best thing we know. It's really the sword. It's very aggressive. The main component, Carvacrol, that's Carvacrol, is the subject of many different studies in terms of its fungal, bacterial, viral, natural antibiotic, massive antioxidant, natural antihistamine, I mean, helping with mucus, helping clear out the lymphatic system that drains out all your toxins. It turbocharges the thyroid function, your adrenal glands. It's incredible for digestive, for the intestines. So if you have some toxins there, it's going to help cleanse out the intestinal walls and the tract. I mean, it really kind of does everything, and that's why we promote it so much. It has more properties than any of its other peers, like sage or rosemary. It is the number one thing to take, and it keeps us safe. And so that's, you know, you might do 5 drops. You might do that 5 times a week or every other day just to be proactive. And then, of course, if you get sick, you can double up. And you can go topical with this as well. And the super strength that's being offered at the Power Mall is actually triple the strength of our basic oregano oil. So it's massively powerful. You can go topical. It even helps with inflammation in a big way, inside and topically. So it's just got so much value. I hope people will look at this. You can even use it for tick bites. I mean, it's just got everything.
Well, and the thing, too, I've known people in my family that are rubbing it on the bottom of their kids' feet. And then they put a sock on and they walk around smelling like a meatball all day.
Yes, 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 exactly. So why do they do that? Well, the pores at the bottoms of your feet are the largest. And so even for small children, even for a newborn, to build up immunity, you just rub on the bottom of their feet and it gets through the lymphatic system and it basically reaches inside of the body and keeps it safe. And so it's a natural way to do that, to protect yourself and at night. And, it helps with circulation as well. If you're having trouble, with your hands and your feet with circulation, it's great to do at night. You're going to sleep much better. You're going to smell, you're going to dream of a pizza.
You got to love that, with extra oregano on it. So now the Orega spray. Now, this is the ultimate spice oil cleansing spray that we have here at the Power Mall. By the way, we got that 15% off site-wide sale, excluding dropship. And it's all there, and that includes North American Herb and Spice products here, too. This is a natural alternative to Lysol and Clorox. Tell us, how does that work?
Well, this has been just a really practical product for everybody over the past 2 years, and we're not out of the woods yet. And you mentioned the mask, and, God forbid, you got to walk into somewhere, and, they're policing you to put it on and all that. My wife and I have gotten by using the Orega spray in the mask to help us breathe better and get some cleansing spice oils, natural antiseptic spice oils, there inside the mask. So if we got any germs, if we're sneezing or something, at least we have that extra layer of protection and support. You can put it in the air, you can put it in the surfaces. And we said it's like a natural Lysol and Clorox. I think Lysol and Clorox, there needs to be some kind of study on long-term effects of using it in unprecedented levels that we've never seen before, and how that affects the elderly and the young children and of course the pets and things like that. But you get the peace of mind with the Orega spray. It's so safe. You can even go edible with it. It's got just things like bay leaf and oregano and clove bud and lavender. So it's got a pleasant scent, completely non-toxic. You can use it for just about anything you can think of. I've used it for everything from a sore throat to cleansing my shoes, deodorizing my shoes, to getting some mold out of my bathroom, just spraying it in the air at night when you're stuffed up and it's hard to breathe. Hit your indoor air vents and kind of safeguard your air quality. But, yeah, you can take it with you on the go. We've got travel sizes, 2 ounce. You can take that with you on the plane. I would, if you're going to travel, always take it with me.
For sure. Now, this besides fumigating the air and cleansing surfaces, have you seen the price of Clorox and other bleaches in the store these days?
Not recently.
Oh, the stuff is through the roof. It's like $4.96 a gallon. I mean, it's just crazy. The thing is that demand is driving it. As long as people think they're sick, I mean, Lysol and Clorox both. You remember when COVID first started, and people were not prepared. They were caught unawares, and everybody's running the store buying disinfectant wipes and sprays, and we were wiping off our feet and spraying our groceries and doing all this. I mean, they had us jumping through all sorts of crazy hoops, and now we all of a sudden woke up and thought, we've been taking this stuff in the first place. We probably wouldn't have been affected as badly. Half of us probably would still be alive. We wouldn't have bought into the government's mess that they were trying to get us into and getting us all jabbed. And now you've got this powerful multiple spice extract, and it's called Orega Resp. What is
whatever you choose, the Orega Resp is kind of like the climax of our conversation here. This is the end-all, be-all. It's the most powerful multiple herb spice extract we've got. So this is the bazooka, if you will, or the rocket launcher. It has highly concentrated spice oil powders of the most powerful herbs we've ever researched, and that is oregano, of course. I had to say that one. Sage, ginger, cinnamon, and cumin. And these are not your everyday garden variety spices. We're getting them from the mountains. We're getting them from the Mediterranean region. High, high potency, very high quality, edible grade. And so we just put all of these together in a concentrated form, and it supports your lung health, your respiratory response, Think about the inflammation that occurs when you get sick in your lungs and you're coughing and it's hurting and you got scar tissue. Well, this is high in antioxidants that support a quick recovery time. And we've really had this product for many years during the cold and flu season. It served us well. You know, you could just imagine how the flu affects people and their respiratory function and their immune function. So when the pandemic hit, we were basically prepared. Between the Orega Resp here, you know, and I got it in January. I'll just put it out there. That Omicron or whatever it was, a lot of us got that one, and I had it pretty bad, you know, for a few days, but it was just a few days. I immediately started taking the Orega Resp, two capsules every 2 to 4 hours. And then, so just to show you how much you might take if you do get sick. And then I took the juice of oregano, and I didn't have any of that terrible mucus congestion a lot of people had, and it fortunately is a quick thing. So it's the best thing to take if you are not feeling good. And, you know, any kind of, again, these spices, you know, they support a natural response to things like virus, fungal, and bacteria. And they're high in antioxidants, and there's virtually no side effects that you have to worry about.
Well, and one capsule equals 50 drops of oregano oil. I mean, this is pretty powerful stuff.
Oh, how can I forget that? Yeah, that's an illustration of the potency. For those of you who've ever had oregano oil from us or from someone else, and you know it's spicy, it's aggressive, it's potent. This is, one capsule, 50 drops. And so we're not playing around with this one. And you shouldn't, when you're not playing around and you're dealing, you're fighting it, you're up against the wall, you know, you can take this big gun out and go ahead and just blast it out.
Well, I see, and that's one of the reasons, folks, that we do what we're doing here on the Power Hour is to get the information out there, because people go on the Power Mall and they start shopping, and it's like, which one do I get? Which one do I need? So we try to give you a little bit of a description as to what each of the products does so you can make informed decisions. Informed consent, well, it should have been what the government was insisting on all the way from the beginning. Of course, I'm being sarcastic here because they didn't. It was just, just take our word for it and get the jab and do whatever. And, you know, if you get sick, you get sick. Well, everybody that was getting the jab was all of a sudden coming down with COVID. And people started waking up and going, I'm not letting them stick that stuff in me. And see, then, you know, we have a nasal spray. And here's the thing. I think about sinus infections because I think a lot of us, even with weather changes, are very prone to getting it. And that's why the Sinu Orega nasal spray probably is a good thing, both even if you feel a little stuffed up or you're going to take a trip and you want to take it on the plane. Elaborate on that, if you would, a little bit, Stephen.
Yeah, there might be a few reasons you might use our Sinu Orega spice oil nasal spray. And that is, again, you alluded to some of that. You're going to be around a lot of people, you know, whether that's an airport setting or you're going to be outdoors at a festival, or it's a music concert, whatever it is. You're going to be around a lot of family that's prone to being sick. You just kind of spray that up your nose beforehand, and you've got the spice oils there in the nasal cavities doing their thing, you know, protecting you and just kind of giving that extra barrier of support. And so when you go on the plane, you're trapped, somebody sneezes, those germs are traveling around. They got nowhere to go. At least when they come over to you, they're gonna have to. You know, they'd rather get to somebody else where they can get right up their nose. But you're gonna have that support. And then also when you are actually down with something and you've got that terrible congestion, nothing else is working. The spice oils is the difference with us. You know, if you have a sinus infection, what is that exactly? Let's call it out. It's a fungal infection. That's all it is. No big deal. The spice oils support that. So that's what we provide with the Sinu Orega.
Okay. And then, of course, all the North American Urban Spice products that we've got at the Power Mall, 15% off this week, Black Seed Plus, Bone Active Capsules, Bone Active Topical Rub, Chaga Max, which we talked about here, Collagen Power Plus, Herbal Z's, Hyper E's, Nuke Protect. Are we still selling a lot of that, given the threat of nuclear war?
Yeah, I think we're still steady with Nuke Protect. I can confidently say we're selling more than we're still selling more than we're used to, and that has to do with you know, with what people are hearing on the news, what's going on, the threat of nuclear war, which is still on the table. And so, you know, God forbid it happens. We don't want to be caught unprepared. And so it's really just another thing is just, you know, thinking about it beforehand, prepping, doing what we can now or while we can make these purchases, and just being hungry, being ready if that time should come. And also being proactive, maybe giving ourselves a little boost to our immune system, to our thyroid in particular, because when an event of a nuclear or radiation exposure happens, the thyroid is the first system in the body to be exposed. And then what happens next really depends on the thyroid's ability to fend that off. And that's where the Nuke Protect comes in, with the selenium and with the iodine and the potassium iodine, the pharmaceutical grade potassium iodine. And that's exactly what the New York State Department recommends in an event of this. So it's actually everybody agrees that potassium iodide is the thing to take if you think there's exposure.
For sure. And then, you know, of course, we have all the great oregano-based products and the Purely Pack 30-day to keep up your immune system. This is a month's supply. You can get it at the Power Mall. Stephen Harkins, thanks so much for joining us here with a segment, giving us a little educational info on the products that we feature right now with our site-wide sale. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. We will be back with Diego Rodriguez after the break here at the top of the hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.